Onondaga County lawmakers are considering legislation that would ensure that juveniles are not thrown in solitary confinement in any of the county's criminal justice facilities in the future. We get more from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
This move follows the settlement of a lawsuit between the county and the New York Civil Liberties Union earlier this year that ends the routine practice of solitary confinement for juveniles in county facilities. Democrat Chris Ryan notes the agreement only runs through 2019, which is why he's proposing a resolution that would prohibit the county from sliding back into that practice.
My point is to adopt a policy, a sound policy, that goes forward beyond that, that ends the practice in all county facilities moving forward as a policy for the county.
The lawsuit had been brought on behalf of all juveniles held in solitary at the county's Justice Center. The agreement means 16 and 17-year-olds will no longer be housed in what is called the box and be deprived of education and counseling. Under the agreement, children can only be confined to their cells for as little time as necessary if there is an imminent safety threat. Lawmakers are expected to vote on the resolution in September. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.